Hi, I'm Sachin Gupta. I'm the Henrietta Johnson Lewis Professor of Management and Professor of Marketing at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management at the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. I'm also Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Marketing Research. In my research, I'm interested in healthcare delivery, in how businesses can protect the privacy of consumer data, and business models of nonprofit organizations. And in studying these topics, I like to work with data that come from real organizations and that reflect the complexities of society and the marketplace. I have been fascinated by the business models of different nonprofit organizations. For instance, for a number of years now, I have been working closely with an organization called the Arvind Eye Care System, which is based in India but has a large global impact on eye health around the world. By some accounts, Arvind is the world's largest provider of eye care services. For instance, in a typical year, Arvind doctors perform over 500,000 surgical procedures, like cataract surgery. And what is remarkable about Arvind is that about half of these procedures are done free to the patient or at deeply subsidized prices, yet the organization has very little reliance on philanthropy. And the reason they are able to do this is because of a cross-subsidization business model in which the profit margin that is generated on half the patients who are treated at market prices pays for the services that are provided to the other half of patients. And all of this is done while maintaining high standards of quality of patient care. So in my research, I have been studying different aspects of this business model. Conventional wisdom says that the revenue-generating side of nonprofit organizations needs to financially support the mission activities. But some of my research shows that, in fact, the positive effects of marketing on the mission side flow to the revenue-generating side of the organization. So there is a codependence between the two sides of the organization that helps maintain its financial sustainability in the long run. Although Arvind markets its services to the free patients, it does no marketing to the paying patients, who in fact have choices between Arvind and other eye care providers. So in studying this, we found that Arvind's marketing to the free patients has a spillover effect of generating some of the demand from paying patients, which to me is a fascinating phenomenon. One of the benefits of working on research with senior leaders of an organization is that the findings have an immediate effect on their business practices, and that for me is very satisfying as a researcher. Another major challenge in the delivery of eye care in developing countries is a severe shortage of skilled ophthalmologists. And so high quality training of ophthalmologists in residency programs is crucial. An important question is, how many surgeries does a resident surgeon need to perform during residency to achieve good outcomes consistently? And this is the kind of question that some of my findings from my research can help answer. My work in measuring and documenting the learning curve of resident surgeons can help with the design of the curriculum of residency programs.